I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It is finally time for the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Here we go. This is it. The auditions are over. The playoffs are over. And we are now in the live rounds. This is the third edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. But Lagos, you have already made us a part of your lives and a part of the culture. Thank you for doing that. For the next 3 weeks, 16 of the greatest student debaters in Lagos will be competing on your radio. It's all knockouts, win or go home, one winner, 1 million naira. This week, it's a round of 16, Monday to Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. Today, I have in the studio with me the first two of our 16 debaters. We were supposed to have four debaters today in two matches, but one of our contestants is taking their exams today, so we've rescheduled that debate for Thursday. So one debate today, two debates on Tuesday, two debates on Wednesday, and three on Thursday. But back to our two contestants today. They are about to go head-to-head, and they will also, whoever wins, return next week. So now let's debate. Our first debater is our number nine seed. She is an SS1 student at Bethesda Senior Secondary School, Ikota. She is 15 years old, Justina Adoyi. Good to have you on I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Our second debater is our number eight seed. He is a JS2 student at Bijamik Private Schools, Aja. He was a contestant in our first edition last November, Ebule Timothy Chukwebuka. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma.
Are you 12 years old yet?
Yes, I am.
You're 12 years old now?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Last time he was with us, he was 11. The contestants have been told the rules. But here they are again. Lagos, it's important that you listen to these rules. Contestants, I'll give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you will each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponents made. Remember, there are no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. Our panel of judges will score the rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. Unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points for style. Number of your opponent's points addressed will earn you points in the rebuttal round. The strength of your rebuttal of each point could increase the points you earn. If your scores are tied by the end of your first two rounds, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides and you will have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You will be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Now, both of you know your topic. Bad parenting is the greatest factor for fraud culture. Is that right?
Yes.
Are the rules clear?
Yes.
All right. Let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got the pieces of paper in my hand. So what we do is before they come, we tell them to prepare to debate both sides of the topic. And then when they get to the studio, we let a ballot paper decide which side they're going to debate. So I've got two pieces of paper in my hands and I'm shaking them. And then I'll hand it over to Ebule Timothy. He has just picked one. And then his opponent, Justina, has also chosen a side. Who is opposing and who is supporting?
I'm opposing.
All right. Ebule Timothy is opposing. He's 12 years old. He is in JS2. He is at Bijamik Private Schools, Aja. And we have Justina Adoyi, SS1, at Bethesda Senior Secondary School, Ikota. And they will be debating that bad parenting is the greatest factor for fraud culture. Justina is our number 9 seed, and Ebule Timothy is our number 8 seed. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're listening to I Beg to Differ. Let's take a break. When we come back, these students will debate.
November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Today, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, honorable educator, school debater, viewers, and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bona fide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals decide to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
Remnants of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do and end it with one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
And here we are. It's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, Justina Adoyi. Your 3 minutes start now.
Charity is set to begin at home, and if charity begins at home, negative influences also begins at home. Remember, the family is the first agent of socialization. I haven't forgotten my manners. Greetings, honorable chairman, impartial panel of judges, Mrs. Moderator, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my ever-attentive listeners and viewers. I am Adoyi Justina, a proud student of Bethesda Secondary School, Aja, and I'm here to strongly support the notion which states bad parenting is the greatest factor for fraud culture. But before I hit it on the head, what is bad parenting? Bad parenting can be defined as a series of actions that can affect the child's demeanor and psychology. What is fraud? This is a crime of getting money by deceiving people. And I'll be proposing the notion with the following point. Firstly, the ineffective roles of the fathers. It is obvious in our societies today that those who engage in fraudulent activities is as a result of the absence of the fathers. This is the single most important cause of crime. According to Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation, children without a father are twice as likely to go to jail by the time they reach age 30. The absence of the father's authority and discipline has contributed to fraudulent practices. Secondly, the role of the mothers. Chuck Smith, a Kana State University child development expert, says as a child grows and matures, the mother plays a very important role in a child's development, character, and attitude. And remember that if the attachment of a mother to his or her child is disrupted, permanent harm can be done to the child's capacity. We can see today the absence of motherly love and attention, and how it has affected the livelihood of the children, leading them into fraudulent practices. Furthermore, the effect of parental fighting. The empirical evidence shows that for a growing child, the happiest, safest and most tranquil family situation is the intact family marriage. But even with this, serious parental conflict has very bad effects on the child. The lesson is clear. Conflict between parents and violent families increases the likelihood that children from this family will engage in criminal activities. Again, the influence of criminal parents. Research has it that as of 2007, over 1.5 million children had a father in prison and over 147,000 children had a mother in prison. Violent youths are more likely to engage in criminal activities as they have learned from their parents who are criminals. In addition, the quality of parenting, rejection by the family, which is the child's first and fundamental community, set another stage for social violence. Adolescents whose parents are not sufficiently engaged in their lives are more likely to engage in fraudulent activities. This means that lack of adequate parenting triggers criminalistic behaviors in the life of the children. Finally, the breakdown of family system is largely responsible for what our society is facing today. Parents are no longer raising their children well, and they have failed to tell their children that there is dignity in labor. And the domino effect of that bad parenting is what our society is facing today. No child is born with a bad behavior. Children copy what they see. Hence, the main reason why parents should set good examples. With this dazzling, indisputable, and overwhelming point of mine, I hope I've been able to brain feed you and not to brainwash you that bad parenting is the greatest factor for fraud culture. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Justina. Well done. Lagos, let me remind you, we're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming on YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. You just heard Justina Adoyi debate that bad parenting is the greatest factor for fraud culture. Justina Adoyi is our number 9 seed, an SS1 student at Bethesda Senior Secondary School, Ikota. Her opponent is 12 years old. He is in JS2. He's our number 8 seed, and a student at Bijamic Private Schools, Aja. And he will oppose that bad parenting is the greatest factor for fraud culture. Ebule Timothy, your 3 minutes start now.
Bad parenting means not teaching children common moral values for one reason or the other, mainly societal pressure. With definition, I just gave it, it's crystal clear that if there's no societal pressure, there'll be no bad parenting. Good day, moderator, my highly esteemed panel of judges, my accurate timekeeper, my disputed co-debater, and my ever attentive listeners. My name is Ebola Timothy from Bizamit School. I'm here to dispute the false belief which says bad parenting is the greatest factor of fraud culture with the following reasons. Firstly, bad examples by our leaders and supposedly role models who spend money lavishly make it a lot of young girls to look for any means to make money quickly. And examples are highly honored business tycoon Obi-Wan Okeke, who is currently indicted in US for an $11 million fraud just in one scam. Tell me, is this not enough reason why people want to engage in fraud? Moving on, the society has failed to provide an enabling environment for our youth to strive. Some of our youth can't gain admission into the university or get a stable job upon their graduation despite their intelligence. They are not forced to use fraud as a means of livelihood. And yet you say that bad parenting is the greatest factor of fraud culture. Also, fraudsters are treated like stars in their own villages and towns. The society gives chieftaincy titles to their subjects without questioning the source of their wealth, which makes others to look for any means to make money quickly, so that they too can be honored and treated like kings and queens in their own villages and towns. An example is Fred Ajodua of the 90s, who was highly honored by his community. Tell me, what effect do you think he would have had on the people? I'm sure you know a very bad effect, and yet you still say that bad parenting is a greater factor of fraud culture. Furthermore, we live in a society where the employer takes undue advantage of the employee, thereby making the employee to get engaged in fraud to right the wrongs. According to First Best 20-year-old Wellagan and Clark study, 90% of workers have engaged in workplace deviance, and 13 workers have actually stolen money on the job. Mind you, they didn't take up this job with the intention of stealing from the company, but they are slim and they found themselves and the desire to break free made them to do so. And yet you still say that bad parenting is a greater factor of fraud culture. Again, we live in security agencies are part of the society, and some of them have not helped in this regard. Some of security agencies aid forces to commit their crime. Or how will you explain the case of Abba Kyari, who is currently in a correctional center in Kuje, Abuja, for aiding drug traffickers to commit their crime and his involvement with Hush Puppy? Furthermore, the religious leaders are part of the society, and some of them have not helped in this regard. Some religious leaders make tithe offering look at the only means of getting salvation, which make others look for any means to make money quickly so that they too can get salvation. Lastly, the poverty in our society pushes a lot of people to get engaged in fraud. In 2019, 40% of Nigerians live below the poverty line, and currently 40% of Nigerians still live below the poverty line. Young girls are caught up in an environment that has been ruined in many years of military dictatorship and mismanagement. With all this point of mind, you almost agree with me that bad parenting is not the greatest factor of fraud culture. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka there, in JS2, 12 years old, debating that bad parenting is the greatest factor for fraud culture, Lagos. I don't know about you, but I'm very, very stoked. Good luck to our judges. Oh, we have judges joining us from all over the world. We have a judge joining us from the UK. We have a judge joining us from Canada. And we have a judge right here in Nigeria. Our chief judge, in fact, is right here in Nigeria. And these children doing amazing stuff. Remember, I said we were supposed to have 4 debaters in the studio with us today, but one of them had an exam today. So he will be returning on Thursday at 5 p.m. So Thursday at 5, that's when that particular debate will happen. This week is the round of 16, knockouts, win or go home. That's it. And today we have going at each other an SS1 student at Bethesda Senior Secondary School, Ikota. She is our number 9 seed. Her name is Justina Adoyi. She's 15 years old, and she faced 12-year-old JS2 student at Bijamic Private Schools, Aja. He was a contestant in our first ever audition last November. His name is Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka. All right, it's time for the second round. Round 2, the rebuttal round. This time we're going to start with a motion opposer. Mr. Timothy, your 2 minutes start now.
Thank you. You said in your first one that, you said firstly that ineffective roles of fathers. Well, you see, fathers who play their role, fathers who play their role correctly, their children still get engaged in fraud. Why? Because of the influence they get from the society. You also said role of mothers. Well, I agree that some mothers don't play their role correct, right? But those mothers who play their role right and always take care of their children, making sure that their children don't get engaged in fraud, their children still, some of their children still grow up to get engaged in fraud. Why? Still because of this same societal influence. You also said if parents are fighting. Well, parents, I agree that when parents fight, their children see it, and then their children get they copy what, and then their children see follow them. Well, you forget that even parents who don't fight, their children still go up to become fraud. Why? Because of this same societal influence. If the society, if parents, even parents who don't fight, their children still go up to become fraudsters. You also said influence of criminal parents. Parents who are engaged in criminal acts. I agree that some parents are engaged in criminal acts, but even parents who are not engaged in criminal acts, their children still grow up to become fraudsters. An example is Hush Puppy. His parents were not engaged in criminal acts, and yet he still became a fraudster. Why? Because of he saw people around him in society who are spending money anyhow. You also said rejection. I agree that if a child is rejected, the child will be forced to get into fraud. But you see orphans, they don't get into... Orphans, they were rejected, and yet they are not involved in fraud. Why? Because they still remember the training that they had before they were rejected. You also said children copy what they see. I agree that children copy what they see, but you forget that you said children copy what they see, right? Children in this...
Thank you very much, Mr. Timothy. Well done. Great work. All right. We've got 2 minutes. We're streaming live on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Justina, your 2 minutes for rebuttal starts.
Thank you, Mrs. Mojoto. All protocols duly observed. In the course of our conversation, I overheard you talk about unemployment. You see, the influence of bad parents. You see, some parents today, they now make their children feel relaxed. So there are jobs out there, but because the children depend on their parents, they don't want to work. So it's not like there's no job it's just because of the influence of bad parents. Secondly, I overheard you talk about religious leaders. So are you trying to tell me now that the religious leaders will call the children and see them and start teaching them how to engage in? Of course not. They won't do that. And you also talked about poverty. Poverty in what sense? I don't get that. Poverty in what sense? Because even like, it's now those that are rich that are now engaging in fraudulent activities, not those that are poor. Because those that are poor, their parents give them moral training, but those that are rich, despite the money they have, they still go out, they still engage in fraud. I want to clear something. You said as at 2019 there were 40% of poverty. No, of course, like you got that wrong. It's in 2021 that there were 40%, like that's 40% of those that are poor. And you also talk about societal influence. That's just talking about the environment. I have seen people from the ghetto who still come out like, when you see them, you ask them, are you really from the ghetto? So it's the parents. The answer to these questions is just that if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The parents are the foundation. The parents are not training their children very well. So how can you tell? How can you not tell me that the societal influence will influence the children, like it will influence them to engage in? Of course not. And you also talk about security agencies. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't really get that. Security agencies, like...
Thank you very much, Justina. Justina said, Justina is 15 years old. She's in SS2. Justina is a student at Bethesda. I don't know why I keep calling that Bethesda. Bethesda Senior Secondary School, Ikota. Thank you so much to both of you for a wonderful debate. We're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll find out if we have a winner or if we have a tie. If we have a tie, both of you will debate for another 3 minutes. And in those 3 minutes, you'll switch sides. You will now support and you will now oppose. You'll be scored. You will now oppose and he will now support. Great. And you'll be scored based on all new points that you make that your opponent did not make and new rebuttals to your own original points. Don't go away, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Okay, thank you to both of you for a wonderful debate, Lagos. If you missed the debate between Justina and Timothy, you can watch it again on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. They debated that bad parenting is the greatest factor for fraud culture. Justina supported and Timothy opposed. The first debater moving on to the I Beg to Differ quarterfinal. Scored 101. Now let's look at a breakdown of that score. In the presentation round, Justina Adoyi scored 23. Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 53. For presentation style, Justina Adoyi scored 17. Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 11. In the rebuttal round, Justina Adoyi scored 14. Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 26. For rebuttal style, Justina Adoyi and Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka tie at 11. With 101 to 65, the first debater moving on to the I Beg to Differ quarterfinal is Ebule Chukwuebuka Timothy. Congratulations to you and well done.
Thank you.
I have to say, Timothy, and I said this to you off air as well, your technique has improved. There's a remarkable improvement from the Timothy that we met in 2021. So I'm looking forward to what you do next week. Justina, thank you so much for being a part of this debate. You did so well. And you also have to remember that out of hundreds of applicants, you were in the top 10%. So well done to you and congratulations. Both of you can leave the studio. Thank you for your time.